All right, today I'll be speaking on the very sad refusal from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 17 to 22. And so if you have your Bibles, please turn there.
今天会讲的题目是在 马可福音十章十七至二十二节，是令人伤心的拒绝。
And I'll have Brother Spencer to go ahead and read that for us.
现在是读马可福音十章十七至二十二节。耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前，问他说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他，就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，面上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。
You know, if you ever look through scriptures, there's times that your heart beat a little bit faster, especially when you see people believe in Jesus and trust Christ.
当我们读圣经的时候，有时候我们觉得很兴奋，心跳加快，因为我们见到有人回应基督的邀请。
However, if you look through scripture, you find not everybody believe.
但我们看经文知道，不是每一个人都会相信耶稣。
And there are occasions where people literally walk away or walk from Jesus.
有些人就这样是离开耶稣，离耶稣而去。
And it makes us very sad when people walk away from Jesus.
当人离开耶稣的时候，是让到我们十分之难过。
And sometimes there's even extreme rejections.
有一些情况是极端的拒绝。
Not just one people walk out, but sometimes even a large group walks out.
不是一个人离开，而是一大班人是离开耶稣。
In John chapter 6, there was a massive walkout that people decided not to follow Jesus.
约翰福音第六章有一大班人是决定不跟从耶稣，就离开了耶稣。
And sometimes it makes us very sad that how can they, after spending time with Jesus?
我们看到这些时候都很痛心，他们花这么多时间与耶稣一起，竟然都会离开耶稣。
There are times that we're very reluctant to share about Jesus.
有时我们是很不想去分享耶稣。
And sometimes it's because perhaps people are not as receptive.
因为可能人不是很接受。
And perhaps maybe sometimes we think that people would literally walk out when we start to share about Jesus.
因为有时候当我们分享耶稣给他们知道的时候，他们就会离开。
However, it was the Lord Jesus himself who said in Luke chapter 10 verse 16, whoever listens to you listens to me, whoever rejects you rejects me, but whoever rejects me, rejects him who sent me.
路加福音十章十六节那里提到，那听从你们的就是听从我，那拒绝你们的就是拒绝我，那拒绝我的就是拒绝差我来的那一位。
So in other words, it's nothing personal if people walk away from you and people reject the gospel presentation.
就换句话说，那些人离开你的时候，不是因为离开你本身，而是离开你在这里分享这个福音。
They're not refusing you, they're actually refusing Jesus.
他们不是拒绝你，他们拒绝耶稣。
As you read in scripture, and maybe you kind of wonder, how can they walk away from Jesus?
有时看经文的时候，我们是在这里想，他们怎么能够去离开耶稣呢？
Especially when you read in the account of those who heard the voice of Jesus, those who spent time with Jesus, how could they depart from Jesus?
尤其当那些人是听到耶稣的声音，与耶稣是花一起一些时间，他们竟然都是离开耶稣。
Such occasion we find in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10.
这一段的经文就记载了这一种的事。
We have a young man who comes to Jesus.
有一个年轻人来到耶稣前面。
He talks with Jesus.
他与耶稣对话。
He heard from Jesus and then all of a sudden he departs from Jesus.
他听到耶稣的说话，但是突然之间他就离开耶稣。
The young man came searching for salvation and sadly he He left the way still searching and even lost more than before.
那個年輕人來到耶穌前面去找救恩，但是他離開了耶穌，是比之前更加的迷失。
If it happened then, could it happen now?
若以前發生過，今時今日會不會再發生？
You know, people come into gospel-centered churches such as ours all the time.
人們常常來到教會，是以福音為中心的教會，好像我們這間這樣，是經常都是這樣來。
Some come in and they're really searching for answers, they're really searching for truth, purpose, and life.
有很多的都是來到，是真的找緊人生的目標，人生的意義。
Some hear the gospel message and they're challenged to repent from their sin to believe in Jesus. However, when the service is over, they leave the same way they came in, lost.
當他們是找緊這些真理的時候，有人分享這個福音 去挑戰他們去回轉，從他們的罪中回轉，去相信耶穌，但當聚會完結的時候，他們離開的時候同入來的時候一樣，都是迷失。
And if we think about it,And if they die, never to have repented before God, what happens?
若果是这样就离开这个世界，没在神面前悔改，那发生什么事呢？
They'll be lost in eternity in a place called, the Bible calls hell.
他们永远会丧失在一个地方，圣经讲过的地方是地狱。
When we think about today's message, think about this, that it is about the realities of what possibly may happen when the gospel is presented.
我哋今日嘅信息系要谂到有好多嘅情况，系当福音分享出嚟嘅时候，有好多嘅可能性会发生。
However, this may also biblically inspire you to make the gospel clear, as well as encourage you to repent before God and believe Him wholeheartedly in Jesus.
但呢段经文亦都希望系能够引发去你去把福音搞得更加清晰，亦都系更加去鼓励你去回转喺神面前，去全心全意地相信耶稣。
So let's take a look at the passage, what is happening here.
咁我哋去睇一睇经文系讲啲乜嘢。
It begins with a young man.
有一个年轻人。
And he's setting out on his, he's on a journey and he runs up to Jesus.
佢系跑来耶稣跟前。
Now by the context, we know that this young man is affluent. In other words, he has a certain amount of resources and wealth.
喺上文下你度睇到呢个年轻人系有相当富有。
This gospel story is repeated in other gospel accounts, and so we know that he's young, he's rich, and he's also a ruler.
在其他嘅福音书亦都记载同一件事，系知道佢系富有，亦都系年轻，亦都系一个领袖。
In other words, he has a position of authority, of influence.
佢系有一个嘅影响力，有一个嘅地位。
So he had plenty. He had plenty of power. He had plenty of prestige. He had plenty of things for people to.Admire him about.
他有很多的东西，他有权力，他有地位，有很多人都是很仰慕这样。
Yet with all he had plenty of resources, he had plenty of influence, yet there was something missing.
他有很多的影响力，有很多的拥有，但是有一些的东西缺失了。
There was a void in his life.
他在生命中有一个空虚。
A hole in his soul.
在他的灵魂里面有一个的空虚的地方。
The philosopher Blaise Pascal said this, There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man, which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator, made known through Jesus Christ.
Blaise Pascal 提到，每个人心中都有一个神形状的缺口，是不能够被任何受造的东西所填满，他只能够被神，就是那位透过耶稣显明出来的创造者所填满。
So again,He had everything. He had power. He had plenty. He had prestige. Yet there was this void in his life.
那个年轻人有地位，有财富，亦都有影响力，但是他在生命当中有这个的空虚。
In verse 17, we understand that the young man ran up to Jesus.
在第十七节看到这个年轻人跑来。
He ran up simply because he was desperate and he comes before the feet of Jesus.
他是很渴望来到耶稣的跟前。
And he hopes that this emptiness will be satisfied.
希望这个空虚能够被填补。
He hopes that his soul would be satisfied because all the power, all the resources, all the prestige wasn't satisfying.
希望佢呢个空虚能够被填补，因为佢所拥有嘅佢嗰啲嘅地位、权力嗰啲，全部都唔能够填满佢呢个空虚。
Perhaps even now in the service, maybe we could identify with this young man.
或者在座当中，我哋都能够与呢位年轻人去明白。
Not simply in age, but maybe in terms of, yeah, we do have plenty, we do have prestige.
或者唔系年纪方面，而系我哋系有呢个地位，有呢个拥有好多嘅东西。
But maybe we also identify with the young man, because maybe there is something missing in our life, and that is God.
我哋亦都可能系理解，好似呢个年轻人咁样，系生命中有一个空虚。
Notice the consideration of this young man.
我哋去注意呢个年轻人佢所考量嘅系乜嘢？
He is coming to Jesus because there's something missing in his life.
佢系嚟到耶稣跟前，因为佢生命中有所缺陷。
He's running to Jesus because he is hungry.
佢系跑到耶稣面前，系因为佢有一啲嘅渴慕。
He is coming to Jesus because he's searching for something deeper, something more significant than what he has.
佢系嚟到耶稣跟前，去寻觅紧一啲系灵里更深嘅一啲嘅需要。
And he asked the question, a very good question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
佢问一个问题，一个好嘅问题，我该做些什么才可以承受永生呢？
You know, usually when it comes to evangelism, we have to approach people that are disinterested, right?
通常讲传福音嘅时候，我哋要接触嗰啲人，接近嗰啲人系冇乜兴趣，对福音冇乜兴趣嘅人，系咪？
Most of the time when we attempt to evangelize or go on missions, most people are kind of sometimes are very closed in her terms of hearing the gospel.
有好多时传福音嘅时候，嗰啲嘅对象对于福音系比较系关封闭嘅，唔想咁接受嘅。
This young man, he's a little bit different, isn't he?
呢个年轻人系咪有啲唔同？
He approaches Jesus.
佢系接近耶稣。
And he asked the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
佢问嗰个问题，我该做些什么才可以承受永生呢？
Maybe somebody has asked you, hey, what must I do to get to heaven?
可能有人已经问过你，我该做些什么才可以进入天堂呢？
Or what must I do to be saved or to know about Jesus?
我该做些什么才可以承受永生，才可以认识耶稣呢？
So this young man is desperate, and this young man comes running to Jesus because he knows something is missing in his life.
呢个年轻人系好渴慕嘅，知道佢知道佢生命中有所缺失，所以就嚟到耶稣面前。
Now we do have to stop and say that he's making some good moves here, right? Some right moves.
我哋要暂停睇一睇呢个年轻人，佢做嘅嘢系啱嘅，系咪？
You have to give him credit because he goes to the right person. He goes to Jesus, right?
佢去揾啱咗人，佢揾到耶稣。
Evidently, he heard about Jesus and he heard about how Jesus could help. He heard about how Jesus could especially, you know, tell him about eternity and tell him about the gospel.
佢知道耶稣系能够帮佢，佢听过耶稣呢个人，佢亦都知道耶稣能够帮佢关于永恒嘅事。
So he came to the right person.
所以佢系揾啱咗人。
In some sense, maybe you think about it, he came in the right way.
在某程度上，他是用啱嘅方法来到耶稣跟前。
He came desperate. He came seeking. He came desperate because he was running up because it bothers him a lot.
他是饥渴嘅来到耶稣面前，他是好渴慕知道永生嘅事情，他哋来到耶稣跟前。
And I kind of like this because he comes running up to Jesus, and guess what else does he do? He bows down.So even though he was in a rush, and even though he was desperate, he comes very humbly, and he bows down to Jesus.
他是跑过来，但是他一来到耶稣跟前的时候，就谦卑的是屈膝下来，跪在耶稣的前面。
So I got to give him credit that he comes to the right person, he comes in the right way, and he also gives a pretty decent question.
因此他是找对了人，他是用对的方法，而且是问了对的问题。
It's about life's most urgent topic.
这个是关乎人生中最迫切的一个题目。
Life's biggest question, where will you spend eternity?
生命中最大的问题，你在永恒当中会在哪里呢？
We all know that there's no guarantees in life, no guarantees for another morning, afternoon, and evening, no need to boast about tomorrow.
我们知道生命中没有担保有明天，有明早或者晏昼。
The Bible tells us that we are just a mist.And we don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for just a short period of time and then vanishes.
其实明天怎样，你们都不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原是一片烟雾，出现瞬间就不见了。
Nothing in life is more important or more urgent than your salvation.
生命中冇嘢系重要得过、迫切得过你嘅救恩。
You need to know, and you need to know for certain where you will be in eternity.
你必须知道，必须要肯定嘅知道，你喺永恒当中会喺边度。
You don't want to guess. You don't want to just, oh, let me see if I can figure it out. You want to know for certain.
你唔想净系估估下，你唔想净系去觉得自己喺边度，你要系好肯定咁知道。
And the Bible answers that.
圣经系回答咗呢个问题。
The Bible tells us for certain that we can know on life's most urgent topic, eternal life.
圣经是告诉我们我们可以很肯定地知得到是关于永恒。
In 1 John chapter 5, it says, I write these things to you to believe in the name of God that you may know that you have eternal life.
约翰一书五章提到，我把这些事写给你们这些相信神儿子之名的人，好让你们知道自己有永生。
So scripture is pretty clear, so you can know for certain that you have eternal life.
圣经告诉我们，我们可以很肯定地知道是有永生。
And so for those who do know, it's a blessed assurance, isn't it?
在我们是已经信了是知道自己有永生的人来说，是一个有福的确据，是不是？
The right way reveals the right approach, and that is kneeling.
这个对的方法就是启示了他对的方法就是跪低下来。
And so, this whole idea of humbly bowing down, and especially before Jesus, it is a right approach.
在耶稣跟前去屈膝跪下是一个啱嘅方法。
There's a lot of things this guy did right.
呢一个是显示咗佢有好多嘅其他嘅地方嘅方法。
He comes to Jesus even for the right reasons to know about eternity.
佢嚟到耶稣揾耶稣是一个为咗一个啱嘅原因，是去想知道关于永恒嘅事。
And didn't you notice the timing? It's the right timing. Jesus happens to be passing, he happens to be running up, and he meets Jesus.
亦都注意到是一个啱嘅时间，因为耶稣是啱啱想离开，而佢是跑到耶稣跟前，啱啱在路上就遇到。
He didn't miss Jesus.
佢冇错失到耶稣。
And maybe we shouldn't miss him either.
或者我哋都唔应该错失遇上耶稣。
Is it the right time for you to approach Jesus? Is it the right time for you to know Jesus today?
现在今天是不是啱嘅时间是俾你去遇上耶稣呢？
Don't miss out on this wonderful opportunity to begin your relationship with God for all eternity.
千祈唔好错过呢个机会，可以系同耶稣建立关系，同神建立关系，去建立喺永恒。
Now, as I mentioned, there's a lot of right moves, a lot of good moves that this young man makes.
呢个年轻人系做咗好多啱嘅动作。
It's almost perfect.
是差不多是完美。
However, there are some mistakes that happen.
但是在里面也都有些做错了的事。
And this is why Jesus had to correct him.
因此耶稣就需要去改正。
So, notice not only his consideration, but notice the young man's confusion.
我们不单止要考虑这个年轻人所考量的，也都要去要看到他这个年轻人心中所误会的。
He gives the wrong address to Jesus.
他是错误称呼耶稣。
He tells him, good teacher, good rabbi.
他说善良的老师，善良的拉比。
Now, publicly, we have to know that it's not a bad thing to be called a good teacher.
在公开的场合，被称呼善良的老师是不是差的事。
Generally, it could be accepted.
大部分来讲都是能够接受的。
But notice what Jesus says, why do you call me good?
但注意耶稣所讲，为什么称我是善良的呢？
You know what it's really saying? It's really saying, why are you throwing that description around so casually?
他是问紧，点解系将善良嘅呢个称呼系咁随便咁样抛出去呢？
Now we may be more familiar with that phrase, just okay, but this description of good is not appropriate.
我哋或者系比较认识几好呢个形容，但系呢个善良嘅呢个称呼喺呢个情况系唔适合。
It's not appropriate to be thrown around so casually.
唔应该系咁随便咁样将善良呢个字系摆喺人嗰度。
And Jesus gets to his point. He says, "No one is good except God alone."
神就耶稣就系咁样讲，除了神这一位之外，没有一个是善良的。
No one is good but God alone.
除了神这位之外，没有一个是善良的。
So when this man was using the word good, he was using it very casually, but he was also using it very arbitrarily too as well.
当这个年轻人用善良的去形容的时候，是很随便地用，太过随意地用。
When it comes to God, it should be absolute.
当是关乎神的事情的时候，就应该是要很绝对的。
Only God is good. God is good.
只有神一位是善良的。
No one but God is good.
除了神这位之外，没有一个是善良的。
So the religious don't seem to understand it, or don't understand it at all.
因此是道德宗教主义的人是掌握不到这个概念。
The legalists don't grasp this.
这个律法主义的人不能够掌握这个概念。
The perfectionists or even the moralists don't understand this.
完美主义的或者道德主义的人都是很难接受这个概念。
And even the young man doesn't understand this.
这个年轻人也都不明白这个概念。
Before you talk or before you listen to salvation, before you understand the kingdom of God,before you comprehend eternal life, you need to get in your head and in your heart that you are not that good.
在聆听耶稣的说话之前，在聆听关于天国的事之前，我们要知道是自己不是那么善良的。
That you're not good, only God is good.
除了神这一位之外，没有一个是善良的。
The Bible says none is righteous, no, no one. No one really understands, no one really seeks God.
圣经提到，没有义人，连一个也没有；没有领悟的，没有寻求神的。
That quote from Romans actually quotes Psalms, and so there's a consistency through Scripture in terms of no one is good, no one really seeks God.
呢度系嚟自罗马书，系引用呢个诗篇，系其实系冇人系寻求神。
So even regarding this young religious leader, he needs to understand that he's not that good.
这个年轻的宗教领袖必须要明白到他不是那么善良的。
In comparison to holy God, we are all sinners before him.
与这个圣洁的神比，我们全部都是在神面前是罪人。
You know, if you look through scripture, besides holiness that is described to God, one of the top characteristics that is described of God is goodness.
在圣经里面看到关乎神的形容的时候，第一是圣洁，第二就是提到他是善良。
Again, to emphasize that only God is good.
是强调到只有神一位是善良。
So, the young man begins with the wrong address, and second of all, the other thing that's wrong, he had a wrong understanding.
这个年轻人开始称呼耶稣是错了，另外就是他是有错误的理解。
Now remember, he asked that question.
要记得他所问的问题。
But notice the confusion in that question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
是注意到他那个问题的误解，我当做什么事才可以承受永生。
Did you catch the confusion?
是不是有没有看得到他所误解的地方啊？
What must I do?to inherit eternal life.
我当做什么事才可以承受永生？
Let me make it clear. It's not about what you do for salvation.
现在要清楚提到，不是你能够做什么事去承受永生。
Like all the riches, the young man wanted to either earn it or pay for it.
那个年轻人好像他所有拥有的一切都是想赚回来，想购买回来。
Like the position that the young ruler had, he wanted to climb the ladder of success himself.
好似嗰个年轻领袖佢嘅身份地位咁样，佢想自行去爬上呢个嘅阶梯。
Like the youthfulness and exuberance in him, he wanted to do it yourself.
好似呢个年轻人佢嘅年轻力壮咁样，佢想靠自己嘅双手去做。
And like the religiousness that is in him, he wanted to do it by his own good morals.
他心目中的宗教的热诚，他想靠他自己的道德来到去成就这个救恩。
You know, a lot of people think that way today.
有很多人今天仍然是这样
想。What do I have to do?
我要作什么呢？
How much do I have to give? What do you want from me?
我要给多少出来呢？你想要什么东西我给出来呢？
Hey, I volunteer this amount of hours and...And I've done all these particular good works.
我已经做了几多个钟头的义工了，我已经做了几多个善事了。
Most young people are concerned what's on their resume, what they have done, right?
年轻人就会是想到啊，我在我的履历那里是摆的什么呢？我是做过什么事呢？
Now, sometimes if we have to think about it, maybe we're not as bad as what we hear about people in the news.
我哋可能未必好似喺新闻上面出现嘅嗰啲人咁坏。
But maybe we have to get a grip on ourselves. We're not as good as we think we are.
但系我哋亦都要明白到，我哋唔系好似我哋心目中所谂咁善良。
And especially before a holy God.
尤其喺圣洁嘅神面前。
Many people believe that salvation is a bunch of do's, but it's not.
好多人认为救恩是所有我们能够做些什么，但是其实不是。
Christianity is not about a do's, but what is done.
基督教是关乎是有些什么为我们所已经成就。
Do you know what's done?
是有些什么事为我们已经成就了呢？
Jesus Christ is done.
耶稣基督已经成就了。
Let me clarify, Jesus is all about what has been done for you.
基督教是关乎是耶稣基督已经为你所已经做了的是什么事。
When Jesus died on the cross, what is one of his last words?
耶稣基督在十字架上面的时候，他最后的其中一句话是什么呢？
He's on the cross and he said, it is finished.
他在十字架上面说成了。
It is done.
是已经完成了。
Jesus paid it all.
耶稣已经付清。
The Bible says he saved us not because of the righteous things that we have done, but because of his mercy. He has saved us. He has washed us through the rebirth and the renewal by his Holy Spirit.
圣经讲到他拯救我们不是因为我们所行的义，而是按着他的怜悯，藉着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。
Today, if you want to be saved, rest in the done. Trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
今天若想要得救的时候，是要信靠那已成的事，就是信靠基督所作成的功。
You know, the young man was, even though he had some things right, he also had some things wrong. And he noticed his confusion.
这个年轻人有些东西是做啱了，但是也都有些的误解的地方。
He thought salvation was simply a reward.
他以为救恩是一个回报。
Do enough, earn enough, and you get your reward.
做得足够，赚得够多，咁就系得到呢个回报。
Salvation is not a reward for a good moral life or faithfulness.
救恩唔系一个系你有一个好道德嘅生命嘅回报，或者系自己嘅忠心嘅回报。
Salvation, as described in Scripture, is always a gift, a free gift of God's grace.
圣经系提到救恩系一个白白地俾我哋嘅神嘅恩典。
So the young ruler, the rich young man.Had some misconceptions.
这个年轻的富有的领袖是有几个错误的观念。
But let me give you the truth from God's word.
但让我是分享神的真理。
The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为罪的酬报就是死，但神的恩赐却是在我们主基督耶稣里的永生。
From notices confusion,Let us also notice how Jesus confronts him.
之后我们也都是要注意到耶稣是如何是与他对质。
Jesus confronts him on two accounts.
是有两方面。
One had to do with the perspective of who Jesus is.
第一是耶稣的身份。
Jesus is not a good moral teacher, but he is the Savior.
耶稣的身份不是一个好的道德的老师，而是一个救主。
Later in the gospel, Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
在福音书之后有提到，耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Only one saves.
只有一位能够拯救。
And only one that God has appointed, and that is Jesus.
只有一位是神所差派下来的，就是耶稣。
If you're calling on me for help,Eternal life. Understand who I am, what I can do. It is Jesus who's saying that I save.
如果是呼求耶稣去帮助，去明白耶稣是哪一位，耶稣能够做些什么，耶稣就是那位救主能够拯救。
So he's making it very clear to the rich young man. He's not a teacher, he's a savior.
耶稣是很清楚地去表明给这个年轻的人知道他的身份不是一个的他的身份不是一个的好的道德的教师，而是教主。
Jesus seeks to save the lost.
耶稣是寻求失丧的人去拯救他们。
The second thing that Jesus confronts him with is the problem with sin.
第二个耶稣与他对质的那一点就是罪的问题。
You know, if you don't understand the problem, you're not going to understand the solution.
如果你唔明白有个问题，你就唔会明白嗰个解决嘅办法。
It's the same way in school, right? There's a lot of times I don't understand the problem.
有喺学校亦都系一样，我都唔明白有啲咩问题。
And if I don't understand the problem in school, I know I didn't come up with the right answer.
如果唔明白嗰个问题本身，咁又点能够揾到解决啱嘅答案呢？
But if you understand the problem, more likely you will understand the solution.
但当清楚明白个问题嘅时候，就更加能够揾到呢个解决嘅办法。
And the problem that we have before God is our sin.
我哋喺神面前嘅问题就系我哋嘅罪。
And the problem, the answer that we, that is, that God gives us is in Jesus Christ.
神俾我哋嘅答案就系喺耶稣基督入边。
Now, this is a clever confrontation, because notice what Jesus does. He quotes the list of commands.
耶稣系呢度好有技巧咁样去与佢对质，系佢摆出好多嘅一啲嘅诫命出嚟。
You know the commands: Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother.
诫命你是知道的：不可杀人，不可通奸，不可偷盗，不可作伪证，不可欺诈，要孝敬父母。
And as soon as Jesus said it, the young man just kind of responds right away.
耶稣一讲完，咁就年轻人就即刻答。
Do you ever notice something about that list?
咁你睇嗰个嘅呢系列嘅嘢系啲乜嘢嚟？
Notice the commandments that are given here.
注意到呢度嘅戒条。
I'll give you a hint. All those commandments, they don't add up to 10.
呢啲嘅戒命加加埋埋都唔够十条。
Right? It falls short of the 10 commandments.
佢系唔系十戒嘅全部。
It's more of the,bottom half of the Ten Commandments.
似乎是后一半的那些十戒的后一半。
And it's more how it has to do with how you relate with other people.
是比较关乎你与他人是怎样的相处的戒命。
This is very clever. Jesus wanted the young man to see that he is a sinner before God and he really has no ground to stand before God's judgment seat.
耶稣是要这位年轻人知道他是在神面前是站不住脚的。
And notice when the young man responded, Jesus didn't correct him, conceivably, he could have corrected him, but he didn't.
耶稣是没有立刻这样去讲出有什么错处。
But there was something troubling within the young man in his view.
但是在那个年轻人那个的眼光里面有一些问题他是误解了。
You know, the young man had to be confronted, and sometimes we have to also be confronted.
那个年轻人要被当面对质，我们有时也都要需要被当面对质。
We're mostly focused on the external rather than the internal.
我们成日只是看外表就看不到入面。
It may be easier to notice that there is a button that is undone in your shirt versus your heart that is not right before God.
可能要注意件衫上面有粒纽未扣好更加容易过睇见你喺你嘅心喺神面前唔正。
Sure, we may see sin as hurting other people, but do we realize that sin hurts God?
係我哋知道罪係会去伤害我哋身边嘅人彼此伤害，但係我哋亦都仍然认识到神係让神痛心嘅呢？
Do we realize that sin is offensive to God, the Holy One? All of our violations, all of our transgressions, our trespasses is in rebellion to God?
我哋有冇意识到我哋嘅罪係对于嗰位圣洁嘅嗰位係几咁讨厌，我哋所有嘅过犯、僭越、我哋嘅悖逆、我哋嘅违规。
Let me ask you, do you realize that your sin is offensive to God?
你哋知唔知道我哋嘅罪系去对神嚟讲系几咁嘅讨厌
？The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
圣经提到，因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
What is the confrontation?
要正视啲咩呢
？Two things. Only Jesus saves.
两个点，第一就系只有耶稣能够拯救。
Because we are sinful before a holy God.
因为我哋喺圣洁嘅神面前系有罪。
Now I want you to pay attention to verse 21.
我哋现在系注意二十一节。
Because in verse 21, I like this phrase and how it starts out. And Jesus, looking at him, he loved him. And he said to him, you lacked one thing. Go, sell all you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heavens. And come and follow me.
是注意到耶稣看着他就喜爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你拥有的分给穷人，你就必有财宝在天上，然后来跟从我。
Verse 21, Jesus looked at him with love.
21节，耶稣是带着爱心咁样去睇住佢。
Let me say it again. Jesus looked at him with love. Frame it right there.
耶稣是带着爱心咁样去睇住佢。
Do you want to know how you can make an eternal difference and an impact on somebody?
你知道你能够喺人其他人嘅身上有呢个永恒性嘅影响吗？
Do you want to know how you could improve your marriage and improve your family life, your witness, your church?
你想知道点样去改善你嘅婚姻同家人之间嘅相处，同埋你嘅见证，同埋你嘅教会呢？
Do you want to know how you could be more patient and caring for others, caring for the elderly, even being more patient with a hyperactive kid?
你想知道点样去更加嘅有耐性去照顾长者，或者去照顾一个过度活跃嘅儿童呢？
Do you want to know how you could be more winsome to win some?
你知道自己能够点样让人变得让自己变得让人喜爱嘅，以至能够赢取一啲人认识福音呢？
Imagine the difference you can make when you look at somebody with love.
要想象下，如果能够带住爱心咁样去看待他人嘅时候，你所俾出嚟嘅分别系可以好大。
And this is not just for young married couples.
This
is for all of us.
唔系净系年轻嘅夫妇之间，而系为到所有人。
Imagine the difference when we look upon the world and we look upon the outsiders or neighbors or families with love.
当我哋用爱心嘅眼光去睇我哋嘅邻舍，睇我哋嘅其他人嘅时候。
Think about the impact if you have love upon the lost, compassion among those who are clueless.
当我哋带住爱心去看嗰啲迷失嘅人，去向住嗰啲对福音一窍不通嘅人去动咗慈心嘅时候，嗰个分别系可以好大。
You know how to do it?
系如何作呢？
Just follow Jesus.
系跟从耶稣嘅榜样。
Jesus looked upon the sheep the very same way with compassion.
跟从耶稣去点样去望见嗰啲失丧嘅羊群咁样，就系用慈心去看佢哋。
And Jesus still loved this young man regardless of his sin and regardless of his wrong understanding of God and what goodness is all about.
纵使呢个年轻人系有罪，亦都系有对神有误解，但系耶稣仍然系爱呢一个嘅年轻人。
And friend, no matter where you are today, God loves you too.
各位朋友，无论系你嘅境况如何，系神亦都系爱你嘅。
Wherever or however you are today, God loves you.
无论你嘅境况如何，神都系爱你嘅。
And as a proof of his love, Jesus tells the young man how to be saved.
耶稣系告诉呢个年轻人系点样去得救，系证明咗佢仍然系爱呢个年轻人。
So not only notice Jesus' confrontation with him, notice the challenge that Jesus gives to the young man.
系我哋亦都要睇呢个耶稣系俾咗呢个年轻人啲乜嘢嘅挑战。
Jesus said, "Sell your possessions, give the money to the poor."
耶稣就话去变卖你拥有的，分给穷人。
Now hold on, before you think, you know, salvation, there's no implication that salvation can be earned by selling everything you got and giving everything away.
首先要澄清，救恩唔系话净系卖晒自己啲嘢出去咁就系得救。
Jesus is getting into the root issue of the young man.
耶稣系去集中去处理呢个年轻人佢嗰个嘅根本嘅嗰个嘅问题所在。
The young man enjoyed his wealth more than anything.
一个年轻人去享受佢嘅财富多过一切。
He trusted his money more than he trusted God.
佢信靠钱财多过信靠神。
He loved his money more than he loved God.
佢爱金钱多过爱神。
So, do you realize Jesus came to save you, your soul, not your riches?
你发现到耶稣嚟到系拯救你，拯救你嘅灵魂，而唔系拯救你嘅财宝吗
？And for that matter, your richescannot save you.
而且要知道你嘅财宝唔能够拯救你。
You know, the Bible puts it very clearly that no one can serve no master, if either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
圣经讲过，一个人不能服侍两个主人，因为他不是讨厌这个，喜爱那个，就是忠于这个，轻视那个。你们不能既服侍神，又服侍马门。
The bottom line on all this is follow Jesus.
关键是要跟从耶稣。
This is the heart of the matter.
是个所有的问题的中心。
The young man had been following his power, following his prestige, following his positions and even his possession.
这个年轻人是依靠自己的能力、声望、地位、财富。
And Jesus is easily saying, and essentially saying, you turn your back on all that and follow me, that is how you will get an eternal life.
耶稣是其实讲到撇下这些东西去跟从我，就是这样去得着永生。
What this is saying is the gospel of, the demands of the gospels are very clear.
这个福音的要求是很清晰。
You need to forsake your sin, through genuine and repentance and embrace the Savior by faith in Christ alone.And then he will save your soul.
你必须要通过真实的悔改，凭信接受教主来到丢弃你的罪，是基督，单单是基督能够拯救你的灵魂。
How about you this morning?
今天在座你是的境况如何？
Will you follow Jesus?
你会否跟从耶稣？
When you follow Jesus, there's no turning back.
要跟随耶稣永不回头。
There are tears here.
在这段经文是有泪水。
But unfortunately, there weren't tears of repentance.
但不幸的不是悔改的泪水。
And this is the saddest part of the story.
这个是这段的记载最令人伤心的。
Notice the young man's choice.
是注意这个年轻人他最后的抉择。
Notice the choice of the young man.
那个年轻人的抉择。
It says, disheartened by the saying, he went away sorrowful.Because he had great possessions.
那人因耶稣的话念色变得阴沉忧伤地走了因为他有很多财产。
The young man knew it.
那个年轻人知道。
He knew what was making him sad.
他知道这个是会让到他 是忧伤。
It's a sad thing to be possessed by your own possessions.
是被你自己所拥有的去管束住去约制住是一个很忧伤的事。
And he made a choice, and it was an earthly choice.
佢系下咗一个抉择，佢系落咗呢个属地嘅抉择。
He made a choice in choosing earthly possession over eternal peace.
佢选择咗要属地嘅财产，而唔系选择属天嘅平安。
He chose money over the Messiah.
佢选择咗金钱，唔系要弥赛亚。
He chose cash over Christ.
佢选择咗钞票，而唔要基督。
He loved his possession more.Then he wanted to be saved.
他爱他的财产多过他自己得救。
And that's why he walked away.
因此他就离开了耶稣。
Friends, that is a very sad refusal.
各位朋友，这个是一个很令人伤心的拒绝。
A very sad refusal to turn down the love of Jesus.
是很令人伤心地拒绝耶稣的爱。
A very sad refusal to reject eternal life.
令人伤心，拒绝咗呢个永生。
Remember, Jesus didn't move. It was the young man that walked away.
记得耶稣系冇远离嗰个年轻人，系个年轻人远离咗耶稣。
Come to think of it, this was not just an earthly decision.
去谂一谂，其实呢个唔系净系话属世界嘅决定。
It's an eternal decision because it has eternal consequences.
这个抉择系影响，其实系影响到永恒。
Especially if the young man did not repent.
尤其如果那个年轻人是没有悔改。
Everyone was going to be in eternity.
每人都会在永恒里面。
Either we spend eternity with God, or we spend eternity without God.
是与神地在永恒里面，或者是在永恒里面永远都没有神。
The Bible talks about heaven, the Bible talks about hell.
圣经是提到天堂，圣经提到地狱。
You could spend eternity with God in heaven, you could spend eternity without God in hell.
你可以在永恒入面，在天堂入面与神一起，或者是在地狱永恒的与神分离。
Which would it be for you?
你会是作什么抉择？
Will you decide now and follow Jesus?
你会否现在就抉择去跟从耶稣？
Don't walk out of this sanctuary unless you follow Jesus.
不要离开这个礼堂，除非你接受耶稣。
And maybe God is calling you to forsake all things.
或许神是呼召你去撇下所有
and place the priority in following Jesus.
将优先次序摆在耶稣那里，摆在跟从耶稣那里。
Will you come now?
你现在会否就近耶稣而来？
Come to the cross, come to Jesus.
来到十架前，来到耶稣面前。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, as we come before you, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for just your compassion upon us.
天父，我哋嚟到你面前，我哋去求你系有俾我哋有怜悯。
And even this compassion, Father, for this young man.
我哋系要你嘅怜悯，系好似你对呢个年轻人嘅怜悯一样。
We thank you, Father, that you were very clear as we see in the story about the gospel truth.
我哋感谢神，你俾呢个嘅信息系好清晰嘅睇到福音嘅信息。
There is only one who is good, one who is holy, and that is you.
只有一位系善良，一位系圣洁嘅，就系你。
And we are simply sinners before you.
而我哋喺你面前就只不过系罪人。
And Father, that is why Jesus came.
天父就系因为咁样耶稣嚟到。
Jesus came to die on the cross, Father, for our sins.
耶稣嚟到十架上面为到我哋嘅罪而死。
Jesus came for sinners like us.
耶稣系为到我哋嘅罪而死，系拯救我哋。
Father, help us now to follow Jesus.
求主你帮助我哋去跟从耶稣。
And follow him wholeheartedly.
系全心全意地跟从耶稣。
To place Christ above all else.
系将基督系摆喺我哋生命中最首位。
Father, we love you and we praise you.
天父，我哋爱你，我哋系去赞美你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.